It is a Friday morning, which is when we hear from our StoryCorps project. And this week, StoryCorps brings us a story about basketball history. The NBA season begins soon, and if you're watching those games, you will see something started by Kenny Sailors. Mr. Sailors is regarded as the first to shoot a jump shot. And when the 87-year-old came to StoryCorps in Laramie, Wyoming with a friend, he explained how his famous shot got its start nearby.
I started out learning about the game of basketball on that old farm down at Hillsdale with my brother, who incidentally was an outstanding ball player, probably the most outstanding one Hillsdale had had up until that time. He wanted me to play too, and of course I was just a punk kid, and so he put a basket, a hoop, didn't have any net on it, and he'd work out against me sometimes, even though he was 5 years older, and of course the good Lord must have put it in my mind that if I'm going to get up over this big bum so I can shoot, I'm going to have to jump. It probably wasn't very pretty, but I got the shot off. And it went in. And boy, Bud says, you better develop that. That's going to be a good shot. So I started working on it. The NBA started up in 1946. And I signed up with Cleveland. And in that day, nobody jumps, you see. Everybody had to keep both feet on the floor or the coach would take you out of the ball game. And I was out there scrimmaging or playing around before the season started. And, of course, my first coach was old Dutch Danner, an old-time ball player. And the old Dutch was on the side. I saw him sitting over there watching us. And when we got all done, he said, Sailors, would you get that leaping one-hander? And I said, well, Dutch, I don't know. I've been shooting that for a long time. And he says, you'll never go in this league with that shot. Well, I thought, well, my career is over with right now. Well, that's kind of how it all came about. I give several letters a week as a rule. And they'll ask me questions like, did you really start the jump shot? What am I going to say? You know, I usually want to write back. I say, well, Ray Meyer from DePaul, who coached there for many, many years, he said it the best, I think. He said, Sailors may not have been the first player to jump in the air and shoot the ball, but he developed the shot that's being used today. That's the way he put it. I like that.
Kenny Sailors with his friend Ann Brand at StoryCorps in Laramie, Wyoming. Their interview will be archived along with all the others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can subscribe to the project's podcast at npr.org.